Thursday, June the 17th in Nashville, and yesterday morning on Wednesday, Tony Vitello was on J-Mart and Ramon talking about this team, talking about Tennessee fans, and I liked what he had to say. I'm going to play you some of his comments yesterday, plus take you behind the scenes of what he had to say about filming a pretty good Omaha video with Peyton Manning. If you missed that as well, go check that out at @Vol_baseball on Twitter. Lots of good stuff from Tony Vitello yesterday. I'm going to play you the parts that I liked to start off your Thursday. June the 17th in the Zone Daily starts now.
Yesterday's headlines, tonight's topics, and one big story you need to know. This is the Zone Daily Podcast with Will Voling.
All in on Tennessee baseball today as we play you some of what Tony Vitello had to say yesterday in his appearance on J-Mart and Ramon. Another programming update, though, as well. Tonight on 104.5 The Zone TV, me and Lucas Panzica will be chatting with Mike Wilson of the Knoxville News Sentinel, a good buddy, to talk Tennessee baseball as he gets ready to head to Omaha to cover this Tennessee team that will kick off its College World Series on Sunday afternoon against Virginia. But Tony Vitello yesterday had some awesome things to say. We'll start with what he had to say about Tennessee fans. Thought it was interesting, saying that while Arkansas, when he was there, may have had the quantity, Tennessee fans have the quality. Pretty cool. Tony Vitello, a man of the people, and a man that was on J-Mart and Ramon yesterday morning.
Being unable to control yourself, running into the crowd after, I think, the walk-off grand slam, that was by far one of the most purest things I've ever seen from a coach or just a fan, anybody that's involved in the game. What was your mindset going into the crowd, high-fiving and just getting riled up around that moment?
Yeah, you know, everything that happened, you know, a split second after the home run was just relief and excitement all at once. And, you know, after I spoke with the team, I didn't make any sense. I mean, there was nothing logical to say at that point. And then my routine is I walk with our strength coach, you know, to the dugout and move on to the next thing after games. And we headed towards the dugout, and I kind of diverted my route, and I said, you know what, the hell with it. I'm going into the stands. And I just wanted to do something other than tip the cap. Or, you know, there needed to be something extra to thank the fans and kind of acknowledge the fact that I don't think, I mean, I love Drew Gilbert. He's going to play in the big leagues, but I don't think that ninth inning comeback happens without the help of our fans. Wow. So that's just what I was trying to show. And it worked out the way that it did. And I can't even remember what I was yelling at all those people, but they probably think I'm crazier than I even am.
Coach, have you ever been around a scene like that in college baseball? After the Grand Slam and just the support at Lindsey Nelson down the stretch of this season and certainly during the Super Regionals as well?
You know, I think Arkansas fans already hate me, which I wish they'd, you know, I cherish my time there and I learned a lot and put my heart and soul into that job. So I don't mean to disrespect them, but that's one of the biggest fan bases in college baseball. And I've been to Starkville for postseason games. And so those places can maybe brag they have higher numbers of people because their stadiums have bigger capacity. But I honestly have not been around a rowdier group, just more into it. And, you know, it kind of is like a deal where for every one ball fan, you could count it as two or three fans at some of these other places that I've been to. And that's the best way I can describe it. So, quantity was there, but quality was to the extreme over the last couple weeks with our fans, including the ones that made the trip to Hoover.
So now you guys are good, right? So, I mean, for a long time, nobody's talking about Tennessee baseball. Now you guys are good. And so now everybody wants to get angry because the fans are excited. Everybody wants to get angry because of bat flips. Everybody wants to get angry because of the energy and all this other kind of stuff. Do you just kind of smirk and relish the opportunity to play heel, to play villain, at least to other fan bases, because it just means you guys are having success and doing things right?
A little bit. I mean, I think even the baddest men on the planet, which I'm not saying any of us are in that category, you know, want to be liked. And if you're disliked, you want it to be out of jealousy. You don't want it to be out of someone being critical of you. And all we've tried to do is win. And, You know, I think the people that are most critical are the ones that have won and kind of beat up on Tennessee before, and now they've been made uncomfortable by this group of kids. And, you know, I don't think anyone's done anything wrong or disparaging. I can promise you there's more respect for the people in our league and also programs like Liberty that we've had to compete against from our coaching staff and our players more than you can imagine. But in order for us to do what we've done, we don't have some of the advantages of these other places or the tradition or the experience. So in order to get to where we've gotten, it's one of the ingredients we've got is just passion, and some people are calling it swagger and things like that. But it's who we are, and it's what's gotten us here, and you got to stay true to your roots.
So in sports, the way it works is you get what you deserve for the most part. If you win, I've always been of the mindset on teams I've been on, everybody eats. That's financially, that's exposure, that's everything. So with you guys going to Tampa, I mean, not Tampa, with you guys going to Omaha, with everything is shaping up, with, you know, the talks that come around, you mentioned other teams having bigger stadiums. It's just, this is a world where you guys kind of control a lot of what's going on with the way that you're winning. So what has this been like for you as far as the recruiting change, the expectations from the university and the fans, and honestly, what is it going to take to push Tennessee over the top to get those stadiums, to get those, continue to get those recruits and whatnot, as far as coming from Omaha? I mean, going to Omaha.
Sure. Well, I think it's hard to argue. Again, believe it or not, I think it's a fairly humble group. But I will say we have proven that you can win here in the current college baseball climate. But at this point now, it's about sustaining that success. And in order to do it over the long haul, I talk about ingredients. There's some ingredients that are there for the teams around the country that sustain that success. And one big part is facilities. Mm-hmm. Recruiting is the lifeblood for everybody. And I really feel like our niche is kind of personal relationships. And that's how we get a kid like Drew Gilbert when he's selecting between all the SEC schools. Mm-hmm. And that's not going to change. I mean, we're kind of a group that that's our number one shtick. But facilities can help when we go to battle head-to-head with some of these SEC schools that have put $50 million into their facility or more recently. So I think that's something that's crucial. And then, you know, eventually we'll become our worst enemy. I think that's kind of a good thing, where instead of being on the come up, people are expecting success and they want to go back to Omaha a second time and things like that. But those are good problems to have, and we welcome them. But I think with one last comment on what you're talking about, recruiting has obviously been boosted, but they're not talking about the wins as much as they're talking about the environment that they've seen on TV or in person for some of them. And they want to be a part of that because they think it can affect their experience in college. And, you know, again, that is a great deal of gratitude that we owe to the fans.
So I read this quote, and I found this fascinating because it appears like you're really an attention to details kind of guy, because you said that's kind of been the thing of this group. We never talked about Omaha a ton, but we got to get a little better. We got to repaint our weight room. We got to fix the closet in the hall. As crazy as that sounds, that's kind of just been the inch by inch thing. So it's like a philosophy. How much does that play into just the way this thing has built, that you've kind of done this very incrementally? It's just like, okay, now we bought a new bed for the bedroom. We're a little bit more comfortable while we're sleeping. It's all just kind of moving up from there.
Yeah, and it happened organically, to be honest with you. When we got the job, they kind of wiped the whole slate clean, and it took us forever. Strength coach is so important to me. Mm-hmm. We got hired in June. We didn't even hire a strength coach until October. The school was getting frustrated. We were taking so long. But we really wanted to be sure about the people. And again, that's why our niche with recruiting and how we coach kids is kind of that personal relationship and development piece. And in order to have that be the deal, you got to hire the right people. And that worked out great. And so you're trying to get that done, and now you're already behind. And so how are you going to win in the SEC? And it just kind of became a, what's the next thing? And again, it was either by accident or organically, whatever you want to call it. And then where it really got an injection of almost kind of where it put it on steroids type of thing was when Max Scherzer came and talked to our team. And Max is not a professional speaker. He's a competitor. And so it would kind of be, you know, just him kind of feeling his way through it. And then the guys would ask him a question. And then the Max Scherzer fire would start. Mm-hmm. And every answer was just awesome. But it would always come back to, hey, if you just get a little better each day, it'll take care of everything. And he just kept coming back to that. And it stuck with all those kids. And they bring it up all the time. And that's where that whole idea really kind of took off.
It's what baseball's about, right? Being humble enough to respect your opponent, but also having a lot of fun in the process. This Tennessee team certainly is not short on swagger and an edge that it has about them that you can hear when Tony Vitello talks to literally anyone about the game of baseball. This team has taken the personality of its head coach, and tell you what, its head coach has quite the personality. Here's what Tony V had to say about working with Peyton Manning, something that he was pretty anxious to do, even if it was just for a fun social media video for Tennessee baseball.
As you said, Tennessee fans are crazy, and so are VFLs. I saw the skit between you and Peyton Manning, man, and I'll just say, are people expecting you to say Omaha the way he asked you to?
I don't know. I cannot tell you, hey, we've played some stressful games because the postseason's been going on for 3 weeks. You can ask anyone around that facility yesterday. I was more rattled and more stressed out about that thing. I mean, I don't know how to act, and much less over Zoom. And you got a guy that's probably been in over 50 commercials. He's hosted Saturday Night Live. I mean, he's very good to me, and we've hung out in social settings. But I don't know. I'm just glad it's over with. And hopefully it'll get a few more Vol fans in Omaha.
Hey, well, look, I appreciated the nuance of your performance, Coach, because you started out and you were listening to him, and then you got more and more exasperated and angry and frustrated by him continuing to say Omaha. It's just like, hey, look at Coach showing some acting chops here.
Well, he guided me a little bit, and I told him, I said, I don't think I did very well, but I bet you the outtakes would go over real well with everyone. So I told him to throw something together with that, but maybe there's too many curse words in there for it to be publicized.
We'll have lots of coverage coming up over the weekend and at the beginning of next week after Tennessee plays game number one against Virginia on Sunday afternoon. But my goodness, that's a guy that's endeared himself to Tennessee fans pretty quickly just by being himself. It's going to be cool to see what his team does this upcoming weekend, starting off the first College World Series appearance for the Tennessee Volunteers since 2005. Going to be really fun. We'll talk a little bit more Tennessee baseball tomorrow. We'll play you bits and pieces of tomorrow's University of Tennessee branded podcast, the UT podcast here at 104.5 The Zone. Mike Wilson, I will play some of his comments on tomorrow's show, some of what Lucas and I have to say as well. And how Tennessee should fare going into game number one. I've got a couple of stats that I'll talk about tomorrow about why this team should feel pretty confident with Chad Dallas likely on the mound in game number one against UVA. All that and more coming up tomorrow. Hope you'll join us. Hope you'll subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, and Stitcher as we get you ready for a big weekend. One more show left this week in the Zone Daily. As a big weekend approaches, we got Tennessee baseball, Vanderbilt baseball, and one more show to talk about it tomorrow morning.